Trailers can build buzz for a movie, but what can they do for books? Well, as Jesse Baker reports, the publishing industry is trying to find out.
This is not a film coming to a theater near you, but it sure sounds like it.
I'm getting no every other call. All the odd-numbered ones, starting with this one. Obvious, really.
And his wife is the boss of Pam.
She's one of those women that burns calories just by breathing. I should be jealous, really, but I can't be. I must be a very nice person. Chubby, but nice.
It's not promoting a movie. It's promoting Matt Beaumont's novel, Small World. Book trailers are tailor-made film shorts to lure potential readers into bookstores.
Movie trailers work for movies. Maybe I'll do something for books.
That's Sheila Clover. Clover can trace her roots in the book trailer industry back to 2002. Then, she was an aspiring writer, looking for some way to make her book stand out. She thought, why not a book trailer?
When I first Googled the term back in 2002, it wasn't there. You know, there was nothing there, which is funny if you Google it now.
Clover saw an opportunity there and went for it. Her company, Circle of Seven Productions, is now one of many where authors and publishing houses commission trailers to market their work. Trailers are not meant to be cinematic versions of the books they advertise. More, they're an attempt to catch your eye, in hopes you'll remember the author's name, or at least the title of their book.
My name is Seth Greenland, and I've written a new novel called Shining City. It's set in Los Angeles, so naturally, it begins in a hot tub with a pimp and three hookers.
Book trailers have become standard operating procedure in the world of publishing, on display at publisher and retail websites, and of course, on YouTube. Lisa Gallagher is a senior vice president and publisher at William Morrow.
We're trying to put these videos in front of potential readers in the hope that they will be interested enough to pick up the book. And we really can't forget that's the ultimate goal.
So while you might see some of the more highly produced samples in a theater before a movie, you're most likely to find these trailers online.
I, Root Carbunculus, am invited to participate in the first magisterial treasure quest of Dreyan.
The publishing industry has seen the success of viral videos, and they're looking to get in on a little of that action themselves. In order to stand out from all the outrageous things on YouTube, authors have to make their videos pop. Again, Lisa Gallagher.
It means that our videos have to be compelling. They can't be, you know, they can't be poorly produced, otherwise there's no real point to doing them.
But not all trailers are compelling, and not all are authorized by authors or publishing companies. This trailer was made for a school project about The Catcher in the Rye.
See, that's the thing about girls. Every time they do something pretty, even if they're not much to look at, or even if they're sort of stupid, you always fall half in love with them.
Some trailers use a dramatic voiceover, but most rely on pulsating music and pretty fonts to push the books. Author Alexandra Sokoloff says she'll never try to market another book again without a trailer.
There's a certain audience, like the paranormal romance audience, expects a trailer at this point. They've seen them from their favorite authors and they expect to have a trailer so they can check out the book.
It's not only publishing companies and high school English teachers that are taking this seriously. Last year, Oscar-nominated director Alfonso Cuarón made a trailer for Naomi Klein's The Shock Doctrine.
And the best way to stay oriented, to resist shock, is to know what is happening to you and why.
For NPR News, I'm Jesse Baker.
And you can watch these book trailers at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.